Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Still to come on today's show, the Brooklyn-based group Flying performs psychedelic music inspired by the visual arts, and we remember the cellist and conductor Mstislav Rostropovich. The web-slinging, crime-fighting teenager Peter Parker is the main attraction at this year's Tribeca Film Festival, with Monday's premiere of Superman 3. But a Swiss entry in that festival provides another take on what it's like to be a teenager with extraordinary powers. The movie Vitas tells the story of a brilliant 12-year-old pianist who has a dark secret. He just wants to be a regular kid. We'll talk to the film's director and producer in a moment, but first, Teu Georgiou was well-equipped to play Vitas, since he is himself something of a prodigy. Teo, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi.
You're 14 now, right?
Yeah.
So you're playing a 12-year-old, a young pianist who's a prodigy. Did you identify with the character? Did you feel you were playing yourself in a way?
Well, no, because I'm quite different to everyone else. To the guy in the film. But, well, it's great because I'm not the same, but musically I am.
Mm-hmm. So the idea of the young pianist who, you know, wins awards and seems to be on a great career path, but who has some doubts about it. You don't have any of those doubts.
No.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing, because you've won a couple of major competitions, the San Marino, the Franz Liszt International Piano Competition. So why take this detour? Why try acting now?
Because it was a great challenge. It was quite cool that I got called up for it. It was, and I took it step by step. Mm-hmm. I did the best I could.
You also obviously perform the piano pieces in the film, since you can. How long have you been playing the piano?
I started when I was 4, but the lesson started when I was 5.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you when you won your first major competition?
I think I was about 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm. And you were 11 when they made the casting video that actually got you the job in the film, right?
Yeah.
So this is about a year before you actually did the shooting on the set. It's neat. You're running around a piano store playing these various keyboards and talking and half in German, half in English. It was actually kind of disconcerting to try and follow But there's an interesting clip. The whole thing is linked on the Soundcheck page of our website, by the way, at WNYC.org. But this is my guest, Teu Georgiou, in the casting video that landed him the role in Vitas.
I like football very much, and I do it a lot in my free time. But when I'm here, I do it like 3 hours, but in school, 3 hours.
A day?
Yeah.
Jesus. You've got a long day, then.
Yeah. Because I like being outside.
And this is Teu Georgiou actually playing the Liszt Hungarian Rhapsody No. 6 in the film, Vitas. So, Teo, do you still play football? I mean, first of all, when you say football, you mean soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you still play? Or
Yeah. But not as much as I did before.
You're not doing 3 hours a day.
No, no.
Because, you know, in the film, Vitas, his grandfather gets in trouble for teaching, you know, this young piano prodigy to do things like carpentry and stuff like that. And the parents are really worried he's going to hurt his hands or his wrists or something. And Yo-Yo Ma, the great cellist, you know, has famously said, you know, I wanted to be a soccer player when I was a kid. My parents wouldn't let me because they were afraid I'd hurt my hands. Any of that in your family? Your parents telling you, you know, cool it a little bit with the football?
No. I think they know I'm quite responsible with... I'm not kind of a guy who takes a lot of risks, so...
Okay. Now, in addition to Teu, who stars in the film Vitas, we're also joined by the film's director, Freddie Maurer, and the producer, Christoph Nericher. And Freddie, let me ask you, is this character, Vitas, is, you know, he's got loving parents, but they're pushing him. They want him to always be better, more famous. And he gets involved with the grandfather. He puts on a pair of wooden wings, jumps out the balcony to try to fly, yeah. does not fly, hurts himself falling, and pretends that his fall has taken away his ability to play the piano. So he's just a normal kid.
Yeah.
Is this based on a real story, a real person?
No. Actually, it's an invention. But when it's based on a real story, it's on my own. But I was not a prodigy. I was not such a genius.
A prodigy?
No. The opposite of it. I was a very bad student, but I wish all the time to be a prodigy. To avoid the school. I hate the school, or the school hate me, I don't know. and when I get about 60, I had the idea to make a film about my most beautiful time in my life, between 5 and 12 years. You know, this is the time of fantasy, of it's no border between fantasy and reality and so on. And then I remembered in my vision of a child to be a pianist, to be a genius, mathematics, to fly and so on. And I built for myself as a boy about 10, 12 years wings. And I checked this wing and I fall down about 15 meters and I was conscious 5 days in the hospital. And when I waked up, I heard the parents and the doctor talking about you have to be calm with Freddy and he needs quietness and he can get headache. And so I never had headache, but I always, when I don't want to go in school, I said, oh, I'm so... And so I start to life a double life like Vitus.
Like Vitus.
The inspiration, it comes from there.
Wow. So you actually put on wooden wings and you fell 15 meters. That's almost 50 feet.
Yeah.
And you lived.
It was quite steep, so yeah. I made a good landing, but I my head put on the earth, so I was...
All right, so...
And maybe this time something get a little bit wrong in my head, and so I became filmmaker, you know.
Freddie Maurer is the director of the film Vitus. Christoph Nerecker is one of the producers. The name Vitus, I mean, there's the famous St. Vitus dance. I mean, was there any discussion of the name of the film, the name of the character?
Well, Freddie already came up with the name Vitus. It's quite a personal thing which he might be able to tell. During the making of the film, the production, we always thought maybe we will change. But at the end, we were all so in love with this name because it was also this Vitus Vital with life, and it was a really easy name to catch and mm-hmm. to remember. So we decided to keep it as it is.
But Freddie, you had trouble casting the character of Vitus until you met Theo. Why is that?
You know, it was for me very important to find a boy who is who is playing the piano real, not faking. Mm-hmm. So and I was searching all over Switzerland. I had 5 boys, but no of this was possible. One of them was quite good on a musician, but not as an actor. And so I went to London at the Purcell School, and they tell me the most talented boy, it's 11, called Giorgio. The Canadian passport, the Romanian roots, and speaks Swiss German. And it was really a gift from the heaven. And then I made some rehearsal videos, and it turns out he is also a good actor. And for me, it was really... because in the screenplay had the sentence, he sit on the piano and plays like a little Mozart, and he did it really.
Theo, were you surprised to find out that you were actually a pretty good actor?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Now, you play all of the music, obviously, in the film. That was part of what Freddie's talking about in casting the role. Who chose the music? I mean, did you say, I can play these pieces really well, or did Freddie have ideas about that?
Well, there was cooperation between me, my teacher, and the music composer from the film. how we came to a decision to play the piece we actually played.
Okay. One of them is Ravel's Alberata del Grazioso. Let's hear a little bit of that now from the soundtrack to the film Vitus. Alberata del Grazioso by Maurice Ravel, some music played by Teo Georgiou in his role as Vitus, the title character in the film by Freddie Maurer, which debuts tonight at the Tribeca Film Festival at 8:30 and then opens in general release June 29th here in New York. Details are on the soundcheck page of our website at wnyc.org. Teo, Freddie mentioned that he found you at the Purcell School in London, where there's lots of gifted young musicians. Do you see a lot of your colleagues in the school who are facing a lot of the same pressures that Vitus faces from his family in this film?
No, there's no one like that, luckily enough for them. And but everyone's great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Christoph Nerecker is one of the producers of the film. You actually had the opportunity, since you had a pianist on the set, to do kind of a concert sequence during the making of the film, right?
Well, yeah, one of the most important scenes, I'm not telling now where it is or when it is, was like a concert at the Music Hall of Zurich. And since it was quite a low-budget film, to say it like that, we decided to, well, let's do that as a paying concert. So we charged admission for the concert, and we just recorded it with several cameras, like with four or five cameras. And so it was kind of almost like a documentation of the concert. And it was, I don't know, the only time I made money off a production of a film until now. Normally we have to pay, but for this scene we got money.
So the people who came to this concert, were they coming to a Teo Georgiou concert, or were they coming to a concert by this fictional pianist that Teo was playing?
They were coming to a Teo concert, but they knew that it's going to be filming going on for the new Freddie Maurer film. They knew that, so because you can't not tell the audience that there is filming going on, of course.
Okay. Freddie, child prodigies are a big deal here in the States. Is it the same in Switzerland?
Yeah, it became a sort of casual discussion. All people with difficult children, they believe they have watched this, so I guess. And it's really a big discussion about that, yeah.
So people who have difficult kids automatically think they're prodigies, and then the question is, what do you do with them?
Yeah, yeah. I think all children are genius by get birth and then become slow and normal people. That's a saying.
So it's just a slippery slope from the moment you come out.
Like me, you know. I'm a very normal filmmaker, and I had the luck to find a genius actor.
Well, and he plays Teo plays a kid who's not just a musical genius, he becomes a kind of a mathematical genius as well, playing the stock market.
And the broker and the pilot and, yeah.
And Teo, this goes, again, back to something you said in your casting video where you were talking about this kind of football manager game. It's like fantasy football, right?
Yeah,
do you still do that as well?
Yeah.
And how are you doing with that?
Oh, it's good, yeah.
So you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about acting and appearing in a major motion picture at such a kind of formative age? Has it changed the way that you now are as a musician?
Well, it's developed me, obviously, because it's opened doors for different concerts everywhere. And when concerts always help, they're good. But I think naturally as a person at my age, you just develop quite quickly.
So are you looking to do any more acting?
Well, if the opportunity arises, but I'm quite busy at the moment with concerts and stuff like that, so I might have to think about it.
Okay. Teo Georgiou is Vitus in the film of that name, which was directed by Freddie Mortar and co-produced by Krzysztof Nerecker. All three of them have been with us on Soundcheck today. The film debuts tonight at 8:30 at the Tribeca Film Festival. Details on the Soundcheck page of our website. To the three of you, thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Still to come on the program, we'll be hearing some music from the Brooklyn group Flying. They met under strange circumstances and went on to make music that's even more unusual. They join us next.